When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Be Human podcast. My name is Callie. I'm your podcast host, and I'm truly so excited you're here today listening to today's episode. This episode is another solo episode. We're on a solo streak, and I am chatting a little bit about how to navigate struggles, hardships, maybe things you're feeling just not so great about in your life. It's not going to be a heavy episode. In fact, it's going to be very lighthearted. I want to share a testimony that happened to me today that I think will inspire you. It was really, really awesome. And yeah, I cannot wait to share that story with you guys. But before we get into the episode, let's just start with a little self-check-in. So a check-in is just a time to ground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing, and then we'll go from there. So wherever you are, take a nice deep inhale through your nose, fill up your lungs with so much goodness, so much love into your beautiful body, and then exhale out anything that's not serving you. Just choose to release it right now. You don't have to hold on to that thing. Okay, now ask yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being amazing, 1 being not so hot, how am I feeling right now? Just get real with yourself here. You don't have to be perfect every day. Just now following up with the question of why do I feel like this? Maybe you're having the best day ever and you feel awesome, but still ask yourself, like, why do I feel like this? And now ask yourself, what is something that I can do today to fill my cup? Maybe it's have a little kitchen dance party in your house. I just had one. I'm feeling very good right now from that. Or maybe it's listening to the podcast or going on a walk. Whatever it is, just hold on to that thing and make a promise to yourself you're going to do that today. Okay, now ask yourself, have I hydrated my hot bod in the past 30 minutes? If you haven't, grab your water and let's hydrate in 3, 2, 1. Cheers. Hydration is so key in the summer. So key at all times. Water is so important, and it's important to remember to drink water. I know I sound like a mom, about to be a mom, but seriously, it is just so important. Okay, so now I want you to ask yourself, what is one big dream that I have for myself right now? Think about that thing that has just been tugging at your heart lately, that thing that you just can't stop thinking about, that you're passionate about, and I want you to just give it to God. Straight up, just be like, God, I give you this dream. Is this from you, Lord? Did you put this on my heart? Once you invite the Lord into a dream that you have, it is just, it can't fail. Like, if it's His will, it's not going to fail. So I encourage you with that, and I'll share more about why I'm saying that, because that's happened to me this week, and I have another cool testimony to share about that. But one more question is, have you stood up in the past 60 minutes? It is time to stand up, shake out those legs, shake out the arms, get the blood flowing, and then sit back down. Okay, I actually lied. I have one more question for you, and it is this. It is, what is an area in my life right now that is maybe a hardship? It's something that is not great right now. And hang on to it. Okay. That was our check-in. Let's get into life updates. I have to share this little story with you because this is when I started talking about that dream thing in the self check-in about inviting God into our dreams. I just need to share the story with you because it's just, this week has just been such a whirlwind of cool things. Okay, so in 2021, I went to Hawaii for the first time right after graduating from college, and I absolutely fell in love with Hawaii. I went to Oahu. I literally loved it so much. I actually went with a group of girls, only one of which I knew. I did not know the other girls. It was a little wild, very out of my comfort zone going to Hawaii with strangers, but we all became really close friends. Ended up being such an amazing, life-changing trip. One of the girls was in my wedding party, actually, so that was really cool. Aside from that, though, we did a Pilates class at this Pilates studio in Hawaii. I am not remembering the name of it right now, but it's super cool because the studio was actually in this lady's garage in her house. They had redone the garage. They made it super cute, super intimate, cozy. It was a reformer Pilates studio. I think there was like 4 reformers in the space. So, so small. I loved it. I was like, this is inspo. I want to open a studio one day so bad. I love how it's in her garage. I love how it feels so local. It doesn't feel like this big business thing. I was obsessed. So I had the little dream planted in my heart that moment on that trip. Fast forward, that's literally like pre-sweaty studio. I hadn't even launched my online studio yet. I was still doing YouTube workouts and just posting on TikTok and Instagram. So anyways, that was pre that. Fast forward to this past year. So in the spring, I felt the Lord calling me to do something with opening an IRL studio, which has seriously, like I said, been a dream of mine for a very long time. I love teaching in-person classes just so much. I love connecting with people face-to-face. Like, it is truly nothing compares to it. I am so grateful to have the opportunity to teach online classes and connect with people virtually. Like, that's also amazing too. But let me just say, like, there is something so special about an in-person class, having conversations with the clients afterwards, getting to know them, being friends with them. Like, it is so special, especially doing privates. I feel like that's where I've really just truly grown relationships with clients, like friendships. I stay in touch with some of my clients who I had in Miami, and I follow them on Instagram, and we, like, it's so cool. So anyways, I missed IRL stuff, and I've been teaching Pilates and Praise on the beach for the past few months, which has been so fun, very out of my comfort zone, because if you have listened to the podcast for a while, I think I've talked about this, how I was really nervous to do in-person classes because in the past I had like 2 people show up to a class, an event before, and I just got really in my head about it and I was really embarrassed about it. And so for a full year, I just didn't do any in-person stuff because I was like, I don't know, I have a lot of followers on social media. Why did only 2 people show up? But I had my friend Ellie actually spoke to me and encouraged me with this. And she said, literally, if 0 people show up, that means that the Lord wants to hang out with you. Like, you've carved out that time and he's like bringing you the people or not. So it doesn't mean you're a failure, but spend time with God even if no one shows up. There's no way to fail. And I was like, oh my goodness, you're so right. I've just been so in my head about the numbers, caring what people think about me, caring about my image and pride, that straight up, like, I was just holding myself back from stepping into this passion that's been on my heart for so long to do in-person stuff. So anyways, okay, fast forward, we're in the springtime now, and I was feeling really called to do an in-person studio. I actually ended up ordering equipment online in wholesale. I ordered mats, I ordered hand weights, I ordered ankle weights, and they've been sitting in my house for a while because I was like, okay, I'm pregnant, I'm due in September. The reality of it is, like, frankly, commercial spaces are expensive. It takes a lot of money to start a studio, and I don't really have that at the moment. We have a baby on the way. I need to spend my money other places. And I just kind of pressed pause on that project for now. But then, you guys, the other day, it was literally last week, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, I woke up in the middle of the night at 4:30 a.m. I could not fall back asleep. Like, I was just laying in bed thinking about how many Pilates mats could I fit in my garage. Don and I made the garage a gym, so we added the cute little, like, foam floor. We put the reformer in the gym, just like a personal home gym situation. It's really low key. We made that maybe a month ago or so, and I was just thinking to myself, how many mats could I fit in this thing? The beach, it's rainy season. I have no idea if it's gonna rain this weekend. I want to have the class, but I'm nervous it's gonna rain. What if I had my Pilates Pilates and praise class in the studio. So anyways, I literally could not fall asleep. I ended up going into the garage and just straight up like measuring out how many mats I could put in that thing. And then I ended up sitting in the living room with some warm milk because, like I said, I couldn't fall asleep. And I started doing research. I started researching what does it take to start a garage Pilates studio or garage gym? Like, what do I need to do? So I just dive deep into this whole research thing. Okay, so fast forward, like we're still very in, this is last week, okay? This is very fresh story still in the making. I ended up, my friend texted me and, well, I reached out to people to see if they wanted to come to the Pilates and Praise class. And I keep it very like low key. I feel like, I mean, I sometimes post it on my stories, but I feel like in general, it's very like word of mouth, which I love. But anyways, I ended up just texting a couple of people, and one of my friends, she was like, hey, I know you're a reformer, do you do privates? And this is like literally several days after I like even made this garage gym idea thing in my brain. I was like, I mean, I can. And I told her, I was like, I literally just had this whole dream happen. And then this is where it gets even more wild. So I have Pilates and Praise in my garage gym. It was so much fun. Like, I literally felt like it was a studio class in such a cool way. It was so fun. Like, I just loved it. It was so intimate. We had, I think, like, so I could fit 6 people in the garage, and then there was a couple people outside the garage. So we had like, it was a full house. It was a full squad. It was so fun. And I ended up literally the next day, I went to church, or no, that same day actually, I went to church at night for the first time, and I saw one of my friends who I hadn't seen for a while, and I went up to her and I was like, hey, like, how are you? Anyways, we get to chatting, and she is like, I've been looking for a Pilates studio and I just haven't like found one. Do you have any other classes aside from just a Saturday morning class? Because I can't make Saturday mornings. And I was like, this is so crazy. But I straight up had this dream, like literally like this, just, I could not fall asleep. I told her the whole story. Long story short, we're doing a private tomorrow morning. And I'm just like, 2 more girls want to do Pilates with me. Like, it's just, it's one of those things where I'm just like, you know, when it's the Lord's will, it's the Lord's will. It falls into place. And I'm still very, very early days, you know, figuring it all out. But it's one of those things where I was like, how on earth am I supposed to make this work when I'm pregnant? I'm going to have a baby soon. I don't want my life to be business when I have a newborn baby. But I love teaching. Like, it's something that I would just do literally unpaid for fun. Like, I love it so much. And I'm like, this is perfect. Like, if it's out of my garage, I can just go into the garage, teach a class for like 45, 50 minutes, and then go back in, just do like one class a day or whatever. And I don't know what the logistics will be like, but regardless, I just want to share that story because I need to share one more part of the story that you'll understand now why I'm saying it's the Lord's will. So John actually had a prophetic word for me. This is a couple months ago. We were praying about the studio and he had this prophetic word, or I think he had a dream or something, about how I was going to be teaching private classes and have a studio before I gave birth. So he told me this. He's like, yeah, like the Lord said this to me. And I was like, that's just how God, that doesn't make any remote sense. So anyways, he told me that again the other day and I was just like, this is so cool. So anyways, I definitely think it's in the Lord's will and I'm just continuing to give it to God. And if it's his will, it'll play out. If it's not, it won't. But regardless, I just want to encourage you, if you've had this like big burning dream in your heart, give it to God straight up. Like, invite him in, ask him about it, ask him like, God, like, what do you want me to know about this thing? I think sometimes when we ask God specific nitty-gritty questions, like, do you want me to do this, Lord? Yes or no? That's when it can get hard to hear his voice. But when we ask him more of like, hey God, like, what do you want me to know about this garage Pilates studio? And I just sit and I'm quiet and I wait and I meditate on scripture. I just like have a verse going through my mind. And then something pops into my mind all of a sudden. I'm not trying to create something or make something happen. it's like, cool, like that's, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the clarity around that. And then having other people pray about it as well is super helpful. Like having John pray about it and him getting clarity. He's very unbiased about the studio. So anyways, it's just so cool. So I want to share that, encourage you with that as well. If you have a big dream that you feel like isn't possible, like anything's possible with the Lord. If it's his will, there's a way. So that's the life update. Also, we're going to move into the topic because I feel like the topic today, this episode is definitely more like chitty-chatty casual because I need to share you another testimony that happened to me today that this is like the topic that popped into my brain when I was experiencing this morning actually. So basically, I wanted to talk a little bit about just like how to navigate hard things in our life, how to navigate the things that maybe feel like they're impossible to get through, the fears, addictions, the worries, the unknowns, all the things. So I just want to start by sharing this story. I've mentioned I'm pregnant. I am due in September, so I'm currently like, I'm like 28 weeks pregnant as I'm recording this. I'm in my third trimester officially, which is so exciting. The belly is really popping. I can see the girl kicking, which is so cool. But anyways, I've actually opened up a lot the past few episodes about navigating weight gain in pregnancy and how my doctor basically wanted to make sure that I don't have gestational diabetes because that can lead to what's been going on in, I mean, okay, backstory or backtrack a little bit. Weight gain is normal in pregnancy. What she was saying, just to clarify for you guys, if you're listening and you're pregnant and you're like, I've gained a lot of weight, like, is that not normal? It is very normal. In fact, it's very healthy to gain weight. I mean, we have a baby growing in us. A lot of things are changing in our bodies. She was more concerned that I was gaining weight too quickly. Like the amount I was gaining didn't line up with my lifestyle. So she's wanted to check me for diabetes, gestational diabetes, to make sure that there's nothing going on that could be causing it in my body. Okay, so that is the backstory of this story I'm about to share with you about something I learned today that just completely changed my entire life forever. And I just had to share with you basically. So I haven't talked about this on the podcast, but I honestly haven't talked about it really with anyone except for with John, but I have struggled a lot this pregnancy with food, specifically around food aversion and in the morning, like this deep, deep fear around not being able to eat breakfast or get a certain type of breakfast that my body will be able to process and not throw up. So I've had morning sickness for the entire pregnancy. It didn't go away after first trimester for me. And it's very correlated to if I eat or not in the morning. Basically, what has been the just morning routine, and I joked a lot about it, but frankly today I realized it is just, I'll show this in a second, but the morning routine is like, wake up, immediately get up, drink a Chobani Greek yogurt, liquid Greek yogurt, and then I let myself process it. Within the next 30 minutes, I need to cook something substantial, like eggs or, I don't know, chia seed pudding, something. If I don't, then I have found in the past that when I eat that thing, even if I had Chobani, I would throw it up because my body was so hungry and it would just reject it. So anyways, that is the backstory. It has definitely been really hard and I haven't really talked a lot about how it's been challenging. I haven't really talked to anyone about it because, you know, I've just kind of like laughed it off, been like, oh yeah, my like Chobani morning routine, whatever. But I kind of got into this point where I realized like this morning, or I realized last night, I was like, this is a bit of an issue because I feel like I have this addiction to Chobani Greek yogurts. And if I don't have one on hand, I get anxious and I get afraid. Addiction is something that like in the past, I've thought about addiction as, okay, it's either drugs or it's drinking or it's addiction to sugar or whatever it is. Like, I didn't really think that this was an addiction to say. And it's not like an extreme addiction, but I look at addiction as something that we rely on instead of relying on the Lord. So for example, like a caffeine addiction is when your body is genuinely relies so strongly on having coffee every day that if you don't, you have withdrawal symptoms and you're like, oh, I need a coffee to survive, to feel energized. So that's how I look at addiction. I think addiction can easily sneak up on us if we are not aware and on guard. So in my life, this has become an addiction. And I realized it this morning because I was like, you know, the fact that I have had to just so heavily rely on these Greek yogurts, I got them in Hawaii, I got them at the airport. Like, if they didn't have one, I'd get so stressed out. Like, to the point where I had so much fear around if, like, what would happen if I didn't have this liquid Greek yogurt? Like, what would happen?
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
And so, anyways, be very vulnerable with you guys. I've just realized today, like, this is something that I need to work through straight up. Maybe doesn't mean ditching drinking Greek yogurt in the morning, but I need to figure out, why am I allowing this fear to control my life in the morning? Why am I so afraid? And anyways, so that's the kind of laying out the story for you. That's what I've been going through. It's also just kind of a little bit more TMI. I want to share this. So anyways, it's also been like, it's not just like throwing up, right? It's like sometimes I would throw up and then I get a really bad nosebleed while I was throwing up, or I would like pee myself while I was throwing up. It was just, I felt so weak in the moments when I threw up, and I kind of just like have been toughing it out. But I think it's been really hard when I've been in public places or traveling, because I don't want people to see me like that. It's just embarrassing. So anyways, that's laying out the groundwork for you, just opening my heart to you guys, just in case, and maybe someone else is going through this, and I hope this resonates with somebody, even if it's maybe not the identical situation, but you know, it's like a, just kind of like a secret addiction or something you've been just struggling with that you haven't really wanted to voice because maybe you feel like it doesn't matter or it's not that important, but it has been controlling your life in a way. Like, I hope this speaks to you because this changed my life this morning. So anyways, basically what happened is I told you that my doctor wanted to test me for gestational diabetes. I think it's like a general test they do in general in pregnancy. But I looked up the test last night and I realized, so she wanted me to do it fasted. And I immediately got stressed when she told me that, because my brain jumped to, I need to eat first thing in the morning or else, like, what's gonna happen? So I look up the test last night, come to find out that it's not just blood work like I thought. It's basically you hug this sugary drink and then you wait. There's two different types. You drink the sugary drink and then you wait an hour and then they do the blood work. Or you do the 3-hour version of it where you wait like 3 hours. You do like wait 1 hour, blood work, wait another hour, blood work. Like that one was, that's the one that would freak, they both freaked me out to be honest. Because I didn't realize I was going to have to wait that long. My appointment, the only appointment I could get was at 8:40. I woke up this morning at 7 a.m. and immediately I was just like, okay, I have this choice, right? I have a choice. I can either be miserable, I can let fear run my life right now, or I can invite the Lord into this situation. That was so the Holy Spirit putting that into my mind, because last night, you guys, I was so nervous. I was so nervous that I was going to throw up while driving. I was nervous that I was going to throw up in front of everyone in the lobby. I was nervous that I was going to throw up after I drank the sugary drink and then have to drink another sugary drink. You know, I just had a lot of what ifs, worst case scenarios happening, and I was just really scared. So anyways, also John is not here right now, so that's another factor. I was nervous because I have been taking care of my dogs by myself and my house by myself, and one of my dogs has been sick, and I was just like, I feel like there's so much I'm in charge of right now, and my mom's coming to town, I need to get the house ready. Okay, just laying out the groundwork here. I was overwhelmed last night and nervous. So okay, fast forward. It's this morning, and I had this thought of like, I can either be nervous or I can invite God into this thing. So I just started inviting him in to this whole thing. And I've never done a fast before, like an actual like spiritual fast where you don't like, there's different types of fasting. You can fast from like food, you can fast from caffeine, you can fast from social media, whatever. So I've actually never done a fast before. I think I've been nervous to do a fast. And also too, I just like in pregnancy, I mean, you're not supposed to fast with a baby. So I've just been like, I've like wanted to do a fast deep down, but I just like haven't. I've heard it's amazing. And so I was like, okay, I'm kind of being forced to do a fast right now because I'm doing blood work. So what if I just made this like a fast, like a spiritual fast. And I just like fasted this morning like that. And that is what changed everything for me. The second that I switched my mindset from like, I'm gonna be miserable, this is torture, I can't believe this is happening, to just inviting Jesus into my pain, into the worries, into the situation, I literally cannot even explain this to you. I woke up, I got out of bed, drank water, didn't throw up. I took my dogs on a walk, fasted, didn't throw up. I did laundry. I put away dishes. I still did not throw up. And at this point, I'm like, it was when I'd like get the nausea feeling. And then when that happened, I would just like speak life over myself. I'd be like no weapon formed against me shall prevail. Like I am not throwing up. Like I plead the blood of the Lamb over myself. Taking authority against any anxiety, any fear, any morning sickness, nausea in my body. Because when Jesus died on the cross for our sins, he took away our infirmities. Like we don't have to live with just pain and sickness and agony. Like we can invite him in and we can walk in authority against the spiritual forces, the dark powers. Like we can speak things over ourselves out loud and declare, plead the blood of the Lamb over ourselves. And those things don't have authority against us. This is a whole other topic that we're not going to get into at the moment. But I will say that sometimes if your brain immediately jumps to, but what if it doesn't work? What if it didn't work? Sometimes we do have things in our life that keep the doors open to the pain or the sickness, and that's why it's not getting better. But that's a whole other topic. If you want to know more about it, let me know. We can chat more about it. on socials, or I can tell you an episode on it with an expert in the area. But basically, long story short, a lot of times when we have a lot of unforgiveness in our life, that can lead to open doors. So that's one of the best weapons, is to forgive others. That's a whole other thing. But regardless, I started doing that, right? And it literally just like takes away the nausea. It was so cool. I end up getting in the car and I'm driving. It's a 30-minute drive. And at this point, I started to feel the intense hunger pain / nausea. And I felt the Lord just be like, drink water. Take a sip of water. And I was like, okay. And sometimes with hearing the Lord's voice, the way we can tell if it's his voice or not, one of the things is it a still, small, quiet voice in our brain that just spontaneously pops up out of nowhere. And it's life-giving. That could be the Lord. That could be the Holy Spirit speaking. So anyways, I started taking a sip of water every time that I felt hunger pains. And believe it or not, it worked. It'd go away. And the whole time I was just like playing worship music, blasting it, like praising the Lord, because worship is it's a weapon of warfare, spiritual warfare. When we sing praises to the Lord, the enemy hates that. He's going to run. He's going to run far. So I'm worshiping God. I'm thanking God. I'm just praising him. And I was just thinking in my brain, like the Bible verse about just, it's the Philippians 4:13 verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that verse is taken out of context a lot. Basically, when Paul was writing that, he was writing that verse. He was in prison. He was making a whole point about how even in the hardships, even in the moments where like he was in prison, the struggles, he can still do things through Christ who gives him strength. He can still be grateful. He could still like be content even in the tough times because of Jesus and everything that Jesus brings us in our lives. So I was just thinking about that verse and I was just like, okay, this is obviously a situation where I feel like the enemy is definitely trying to come against my mind, trying to put doubt in my mind and fear that I'm going to throw up in front of everyone and then not be able to do this. And anytime those thoughts would try and come in, I would literally just like speak things out loud. I'd be like, I reject those thoughts. And through the power of Jesus, like I am healed. Morning sickness is gone. I am safe. All these things, I'm just praising God, thanking him for giving me a healthy body, a healthy baby, for protecting my baby, all the things. Okay, so if you get the picture, that's what was going on. It was so much fun. I felt so close to the Lord. I haven't felt that close to him in a while. And I get to Quest to get my blood drawn, and the lobby is packed. It's 8:40 on the dot. That's when my appointment was. And I was just like, oh boy. How long am I going to be waiting for this thing? And immediately, the second my mind turned to fear and worry, the symptoms came back and I started to feel nauseous. I was sitting there. I felt like I was about to poop my pants. I didn't know where the bathroom was. Started getting anxious about that. And then I was like, you know what? No. I have made it this far and the Lord is my strength. Like, I'm going to keep leaning in on him in this moment and inviting him in when I feel these uncomfortable symptoms. And I started praying in tongues with it. If you don't pray in tongues, I know it's a very controversial thing in the church, which, I mean, it's literally in the Bible, but like, message me, because when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit, like that comes. That can, and it's just, it's another weapon. It's just so beautiful. Anyways, it's a whole other topic, but I started just under my breath praying in tongues and literally felt so much peace. And just the second I was doing that, the symptoms went back. They went away again. Before you knew it, I had been waiting for like 5 minutes and I was already called. Like, it went so fast. I was actually so impressed. I was like, thank you, Lord. I was barely waiting. I get back. The girl who's doing my blood work is so nice, so chatty and cool. And we ended up just like laughing because the drink tasted so just like off-brand Fanta orange. And we were talking about soda and like all the stuff and laughing. But anyways, I end up drinking this. I thought I was gonna have to go in the lobby and just resume sitting with all the people as this thing processes in my body for an hour. No. Like, they literally let me go and just sit in this chair that has, like, you can let your legs go up. Let me sit there for an hour, and I just continued in the moments of fear to just give it to the Lord, invite him in, and just press in, spend time with him, journal his voice instead of jumping to just going on social media or whatever. And literally, that hour went by so fast. Got my blood work done, and I immediately, like, I was done. And she was like, "You're good." Ended up going to my car, and I was like, "Okay, Lord, like, food. What should I do?" I'd kind of been on Yelp trying to find stuff, and I just had this spontaneous thought of tropical smoothie. Literally, there's no way I would have thought about that. Like, this is just the most obscurely random just food place. I would not have thought to go to tropical smoothie. It's like this chain place of smoothies, kind of like a Smoothie King, but they have food too. Anyways, I look up tropical smoothie. I'm like, okay, I don't even know where I am. I don't know where, if a tropical smoothie is up here. I'm not even kidding. This tropical smoothie was 0.3 miles away. It took like 2 minutes to get there. They had a drive-through. I got a delicious smoothie. Ended up not throwing up at all on the way back, even though I hadn't eaten it all that day. And in the past, like I said, if I didn't eat for a certain period of time and I'd eat something, I would throw it all up. So I drank it, felt totally fine, went to Publix, got eggs, made eggs when I got home, felt fine, ate them, literally did not throw up today. And just, that was a testimony. Like, I don't know if you're listening and you're like, okay, this isn't sound like that big of a deal, you didn't throw up, good for you. This has been literally just like eating at me for the past entire pregnancy. It's been so stressful. I felt so much anxiety around it, so much fear, unspoken fear. And it just, in the car when I was going up worshiping, I was crying because I felt so much freedom from this addiction that I didn't even know I had in my life. This fear, this just thing, this stronghold, whatever you want to call it, I didn't even realize it was there until the Lord showed it to me and he helped me through it. And so I just wanted to share that story with you, because even if what you're going through, maybe it's more intense or maybe it's less intense, whatever it is, like, we all have our problems. Invite the Lord into it. That's my encouragement to you. There is no problem too small or too big for God. He cares about every single one of our things, every one of our burdens. He wants to carry our burdens. He wants to be with us through it. He is our shepherd. If you're feeling a lot of anxiety, read Psalm 23 out loud over yourself. It is so calming. It's so amazing. It's so true. Like, God is our shepherd. He walks with us through our hardships. He walks with us through our amazing moments. And he wants you to have joy even in the suffering. Even if you're like feeling like Paul right now in prison, just not in the best place in your life, like, he still wants you to have joy in him that doesn't even make sense to anyone, but he wants to give that to you. So I just want to encourage you, if you've been feeling spiritually dry, just invite God back into your life. Be like, Lord, I miss you. I want to be close to you again. I want to just have a relationship with you again. That's what I did. I was feeling so spiritually dry this week, and I just was like, you know what, Lord, like, I miss you. I miss you, Jesus. And so that has just been, I just encourage you with that. But I hope that this story helped you. I hope it gave you some ideas for what you can do if you're walking through hardship. And as always, I'm always here. If you want to just DM me about anything, any questions, feel free. I love getting your DMs. They are so amazing. I love hearing your testimonies. I love just seeing how the podcast has been helping you. Like, it's so cool. I had this girl come to my Pilates and Praise class. Shout out Melanie if you're listening. And she was just telling me how the podcast has helped her so much in her life. And I just sometimes don't even realize, like, I'm a normal person. I'm just a human being like you. And it's just really cool, though, how the Lord does give us stories and experiences, and he uses our own struggles and pains in our life to help others. So it's really cool when people are like, the podcast has helped me so much with my tough seasons, because I'm like, the fact that I went through that and that sucked and it was really hard. But the fact that that can help someone else going through it, like, that's beautiful to me. And that's amazing and so exciting to hear. So yeah, all glory to God. And I hope you like this more faith-based episode today. I feel like I haven't done a super faith-based one in a while. But that being said, I love you so much. And if you like the podcast, it helps a lot if you leave a rating, 5-star rating, and if you tag me in your stories on Instagram, and if you share this podcast with your friends, like, just spread the word on Healthy But Human. But yeah, I hope you have the best day. I'll see you next time. Keep shining, keep being amazing. God has a plan for you. He loves you, and I'll see you so soon. Bye.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.